It's Word Stage, a celebration of the fascinating world of storytelling, featuring the very best storytellers and spoken word artists. When William Riddle was in college, he decided to make a fiddle. The only problem was, he didn't know how. After checking out a few books at the library on how to make fiddles, it soon became apparent he needed help. William visited and became friends with a local instrument maker, Ray Dillinger. With Ray's support and much patience, William made his fiddle. Now, Ray Dillinger was also a great resource of local history and traditional storytelling. This story, Uncle Daniel Goes Hunting, William learned from Ray. Ray learned it from his dad.
Now, Uncle Daniel, he was heading through the woods, and he didn't have really anything on him, but he's getting kind of hungry. He just had a big old pocket knife and big ball of twine, but that was about all he had on him. And he's going down the road, and he saw just this big old flock of geese, Canada geese everywhere. He saw them out there, and he's thinking, how can I get some of these geese? I'm pretty hungry. I bet you I could get one of those. So the ingenuitive man that he is, he went over and he found him some river cane, and he went over and he cut him a little straw on it, so he got it to where he could ease into the water and breathe out of that straw like as a snorkel. And so he went his way over underneath those geese, and he started tying them, and he got a little greedy, you know, just kept tying and tying and tying and tying and tying. And sure enough, by that time, he had, you know, 30, 40 geese tied up. And so they took off. Well, he wasn't about to lose all them geese, so he grabbed a hold of that yarn for all he's worth, and it jerked him out of the water, and they started, you know, taking off in the air. Said there wasn't anything between him and the Atlantic Ocean except the old dead snag of an old tree. And so he locked his feet around that tree and held on for dear life, and then he was able, just with his brute strength, to tie off all them geese, so they weren't going anywhere. And about that time, he's thinking how he could get down into that tree, and then he saw this hole in there, so he thought maybe he could climb down that hole and get out of the tree. Well, he eased himself down the hole, and he fell down in it, pretty big old tree. And at the bottom of it, he found there were two little bear cubs. Just about the time he was wondering what he was going to do next, all of a sudden it got real dark in there. He looked up, and coming down the hole where he had come was a big, humongous mama she-bear. And he knew things were going to go pretty badly for him. So just about the time she got to the bottom, he grabbed a hold of her tail and he took out that big old pocket knife and he just started jobbing her. She took off up the trunk and she flew on out of there and fell down and broke her neck, pulled him all the way out. So he climbed down the tree and he's trying to think of what he's going to do. A big piece of it had fell off. He thought that might work pretty good for a little sled. So he took that bear and he skinned her up and then got a big old piece of rawhide and he kind of roped some things together and he got them two little bear cubs and roped them off and he got them the geese and all that game and he tied them all on there and then he started taking off for home. He thought at that point maybe his dad would be happy to see him as he had all that game. It took him about all day to get back home dragging that thing, and by the time he got up to the porch, he turned around to tell his dad, look at all of what I've got here. He couldn't see anything because that rawhide had stretched out all that time during the night and it was on and out of sight. He couldn't see it anywhere. And so he's just kind of tired and decided to just go on to bed. He tied off the rawhide to the porch. Well, by the time morning came around, Uncle Daniel's pretty wore out, so he'd just kind of slept in. By the time he went out, the sun had drawn up that rawhide and brought all that game all the way up to his porch.
William Riddle is a graduate of Appalachian State University. He and his wife, Sarah, live in Bakersfield, North Carolina. And you've been listening to Word Stage, celebrating the wonderful world of storytelling and spoken word.